was the blood. Jesus, praise God. The Lord bless each one this evening. And we do give everyone a warm welcome in their service. In the name of the Lord. Maybe we could read from Isaiah 53 verse 5. And then we're going to be reading later from Exodus 15. But Isaiah 53 verse 5. And I want to pray for Sister Sheila tonight. She's going to have a kidney removed tomorrow. And we just want to pray God will touch her sister. And any others that need a touch from the Lord tonight. And pray also for Keith Malkinson. I think everyone knows his wife passed away. Well, passed away is maybe not a good word for a Christian. Passed away. Glory. She went on to glory. Promoted. For those of us that saved, absent from the body, present with the Lord. It's a big loss for the family, but I don't believe that she'd want to come back. When Wigglesworth called his wife back from the dead, she said she wasn't coming back, let her go. And several cases where people have been brought back, they've said, no, I'm not coming back. You don't realize how good it is over on the other side. And it's like the fella said, you know, there's an old man, he preached to the young fella. Preached to him every day about how great heaven was. Then he wasn't too well, and they're all praying for him. And the young fella says, what are you hanging on to him here for? Let him go on. He told me for years how good it is. Let him go, tell it. And the fella wasn't saved. But the old man had affected him, what he had said to him. And I'm telling you, heaven is... I haven't seen, nor ear has heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God's prepared for us, but... You know, when you have someone close to you, you don't want to see them go on. It's not right. You want to see them raised up. Then there is a case where God can raise them up, and we know that. And Jesus himself raised many from the dead. You know, it's not really right to say Jesus... People look in the Bible here and they read the cases Jesus raised, but every one that was raised, he done them all. That's the fact of it. Yeah. Wigglesworth raised nobody. It was Jesus done it through him. He prayed, and but the Lord done it. It was the Lord that actually done it. That's called the continuation of the ministry of Jesus. That's what that is. Amen. Let's read this, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastising of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, our wounds, we are healed. I want to read one verse as well, Colossians 1, verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him, I say whether it be things in heaven or things in earth. Praise God. Let's bow our heads this evening. If you have a request, and just lift your hand up to the Lord. Praise God. God bless you. God bless. God bless. God bless. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before you tonight. In the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that we can come from your footstool into your throne room and into your very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, we plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. We ask you that you'll wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the driven snow. We confess every wrong thought, word, and deed. We cast down all reasoning and all vain imagination, and we ask for the mind of Christ to be in every one of us tonight, that you will be exalted and uplifted in this room. We want your name to be glorified more and more. We would seek that Jesus would be uplifted and seen. I'm asking you, Lord, for every hand that's raised, you know, every need, every request. Lord, I pray you'll meet every single need in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. I pray for dear Sister Sheila, Lord. She's a saved woman, and I believe she's filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm asking in the name of Jesus Christ for your touch upon her. I pray tomorrow that all will be well. And Lord, that you'll just raise her up in strength and health. And I ask you that you'll visit her this time by the power of the Holy Ghost in a special way in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless her husband. Bless her wider family circle. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, I pray for Keith Malcolmson tonight, for your strength, for your comfort. Lord, I know what he must be going through. Lord, I pray you'll strengthen him and bless him in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, minister to him in the spirit of this time, strength and comfort in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that this may be an opportunity that men and women will turn to the Lord. Father, I've asked the Lord for Sister Carla. She prepares to go to Australia to see her family. You'll bless her and bless the boys as they go with her and just travel and mercies. Just have your way in their lives and meet her every need. Prosper and bless her. And for the widows in this fellowship, bless them, prosper them. Meet their every need, Lord, for every sister, every brother. Move upon them by the power of God. We claim every son and every daughter, every niece and nephew, aunt and uncle. We claim them under the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. We ask for their salvation in the name of the Lord this evening. Father, may you be glorified in this meeting tonight. Help us to pray prayers of faith. Come amongst us. I do take the Holy Ghost to help me, and I thank you that you do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. God is good. I want just briefly for a few moments tonight to look at the seven redemptive names of Jehovah. And, you know, people say, why will you keep preaching and healing? Somebody didn't get healed. And my answer is to that, not everybody gets saved. But everybody keeps on preaching and getting saved. Amen. Is that right? Amen. You don't see nobody stopping saved meetings preaching salvation because nobody gets saved. But if you keep on preaching about getting saved, somebody will get saved. Amen. And you keep on preaching about getting healed, somebody's going to get healed. They'll have to. Because the word of God will work. It will work. And all it requires to work is faith and good ground. And where it finds good ground, it will bear fruit. Amen. Root downward and fruit upward. Amen. Praise God. Now, I don't have a Scofield Bible myself, but on page 6 and 7 of a Scofield Bible, you'll read about these seven redemptive names. And these seven names, he says, point to God's continuous increase in self-revelation. So the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a self-revelation of Christ. When we read the Bible, it is Christ that we're needing to see. And it's not another man or another person or a movement. And I want to tell you about movements. Movements die. And when movements die, God never ever in history resurrects a movement. It's finished. One can understand that never in the Bible will it come back again. So whatever organizations out there can call itself a church, it's a lodge. There's only one church, we know that. All the rest have names. The angel of the Lord told the prophet, do not call them churches, they're lodges. Is that right? That's what he said to them. I believe that. They're lodges. And at one time God took a man and he moved on different men. And they saw revival, they saw the power of God moving. But they organized. And when they organized, they compromised on the Godhead or on the water baptism or on some other thing, and they hybrid it. And once they hybrid it with a denominational creed, it was no longer the word of God, it was hybrid. And it cannot produce something that can live by itself. A hybrid product cannot reproduce because it's not original. But spoken word is the original seed. And if you preach just the word, that word is a seed. It will reproduce itself after its own kind, not another kind. Amen. But when you add in philosophy, election to stand over that, and he won't. And I don't care if it gathers big crowds. The chapel could gather big crowds, but that doesn't mean they're right.
That's great.
Amen. 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 Buna Muhammad could gather a crowd, but that doesn't mean they're right.
Right.
I tell you, Noah didn't gather a big crowd, but he had the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Jesus, when he said, "Except eat my flesh and drink my blood," he didn't gather the big crowd then, because they all left him. Only the 12 stood with him, and he said, "Will you go away also?" And they said, "Where will we go? For thou alone is the word of eternal life." We must stick to the pure word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, he is revealing himself. He's not revealing anything else to us, he's revealing himself. I believe that's a tremendous truth. You know what one of the greatest revelations of this whole book is? Do you know what it is? That God never changes. We heard that on Sunday. God never changes. We also heard God cannot make himself better. He can't do it, because he is perfection to begin with. God never does a thing and then has another idea to... You know, you could buy a phone and 10 years later they'll have upgraded it. This Bible cannot be upgraded.
Amen.
It is the Word of God at the start, and it's the Word of God tonight. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Like a fellow said, a minister, and I won't mention his name, but he used to sing a lot. I could say it, you should know him, but I don't want to say anything, I'm on tape. But he said it all started with an apple. It never started with no apple. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says an apple. Nowhere. But people's brainwashed with that false teaching, and they bring wee children in from that height and they brainwash them. That Eve ate an apple and she realized she's naked. So that wee boy starts with a lie that come out of a broken cistern, and it's not in the Word of God.
Amen.
And even if they don't agree with all we're saying, it's still not an apple. There's nowhere it says it's an apple. It doesn't say anything like that. But that's what they want to do, but we want to stick with the Word of God. Amen. Who believes it tonight?
Amen.
Praise God. So God's revealing himself continuous in creation and revelation. He then says in his redemptive relationship to people, Jehovah has seven compound names which reveal him as meaning every need of mankind. These seven compound names of Jehovah reveal his revelation to you and to me and every single thing we're ever going to need. There's what his names are saying, and I want us to have a quick look at them tonight. And since it's God's redemptive relationship to us, he wants to give us the full blessing that's in them names. That's why they're in the Word of God. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Do you know what that means? Our present, Ezekiel 48:35. The Lord is present. You don't have to go out onto the mountain to look for him.
Great.
Or up yonder to look for him. Or up over here to look for him.
Great.
But the Bible says the Lord is present. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is present. Not only is he present, but he's a very present help in the time of trouble.
Amen.
He's at hand. He's an immediate source.
Amen.
Did you hear that? An immediate source, an immediate help. When Peter was, did you ever think of it when Peter, everybody looks at the negative side of it where Peter sunk. And they look at the negative side of it, but did you ever see the positive? As soon as Peter said, "Lord, save me," Jesus didn't don the raft and say, "I'll come back next week." He lifted him straight out of it. And I'll tell you one thing, he didn't set him on the boat. Now, I want you to think of this. When Jesus lifted Peter, he took him by the hand, lifted him up, but he never set him on the boat. And he never carried him on his back. But whatever he done, it enabled Peter to walk on the water again. What he was walking on, I believe that.
Yes,
hallelujah. He sunk under the water. But Jesus lifted him back out of it, onto the top of it. Now, I want you to get this. The Lord lifted him back out on top of the water, and he never sunk. Now, that's God. Now, I know we have all these wee magicians, and what they do is they put glass a wee bit under the water, and they let on, they're the Lord. Them boys, I'm telling you, they need to watch God doesn't strike them dead. That's blasphemy. That's what that is, blasphemy. I seen two big strong men on the other night, and they baptized a boy from over here in the water. They were mocking water baptism. I tell you one thing, that's a dangerous stunt, to mock God. There was an old preacher years ago, and God used him, Shaffy. Who's ever heard of him? And he used to be called the circuit rider preacher, and he used to ride round preaching, and he saw revival. And many years ago, these fellas put this young fella up to it. And during them revivals, people would fall down under the power of God, weeping. Fall down. And they would cry out, another one has gone down. Somebody help me. And they would run over and lead them to the Lord. So they put this young fella up to falling down. And his two mates said to Shaffy, you better go over quick. There's another one down. And they were mocking. And Shaffy went over and knelt down beside him. And he turned back to his two friends. And he said, boys, I'm sorry. It's too late. He's dead. And that's what he got for mocking God. God is not mocked. God's real, you know.
Amen.
You see, the church world today has really forgot God. The real God. The God that brought Moses to the Red Sea and opened it. That's the real God. The God that works in the impossibility is the real God.
Amen.
And he says, I'm present. Amen. Where's God? Where's God? He's closer than the breath you're breathing. That's where he is. And I'll tell you, where is he? He holds your breath in the palm of his hand. That's where he is. And he's closer than the breath you breathe. And I'll tell you, you better be careful, because you could pray for a visitation and God could come in some form. He could make himself known to you and scare the life out of you. That's the truth. You hear about people getting visited. One boy said the Lord came to him, played a game of football with him, and he'll meet you tomorrow at a certain time. Now, brothers, I don't believe that. I believe that's pure nonsense. I can tell you, when I had a visitation in jail, and that presence came into my room, I could not move on that bed for a long time. I was paralyzed with fear. That's what the presence of God will do for you. This business of, you know, like, I'll tell the Lord will do this and that. I'll guarantee you'll tell him nothing. You'll fall on your knees like I done. And you'll cry out for mercy. Amen. God is awesome. Do you realize under the Old Testament no man could see God and live? Do you realize that? And God permitted that Moses could see the back parts. Is that right? And when Moses met the God on the mountain, his face shone. And the people couldn't even look at Moses' face. And the Bible said he had to hide his face. And he was a man born a sinner. That's what the glory of God can do. Oh, we need his glory, don't we? He's present.
Amen.
Amen, Jehovah Shammah. The fact that this blessing is prophesied and redemptive is proven because we are made now by the blood of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2.13. Ephesians 2.13 tells us. Amen. But now in Christ Jesus, ye are sometimes are far off. You're made nigh by the blood. You can come into his presence because of the blood. So the Lord's present with you. Oh, but brother, my week wasn't great. It's not one thing to do with your week. But the devil wants to tell you that. He wants to put you over, you see, on the works program. On the treadmill. Do you ever see the wee treadmill? Well, the wee mouse, when you put the treadmill in, he's flat out and he's going nowhere. It's on a circle. And there's a lot of people in the world today that are on the world circle. And they run, but they're not really moving. God wants us to move.
Amen.
Two steps for the Lord will beat the treadmill. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you, when the Lord translated Philip, he didn't do two steps. He came down to that chariot. Did he run to the next place? No, God translated him. He translated him. That was the power of God. And he wasn't a spirit. Philip was a man. God translated him. If God could translate Philip, and we believe we're in an apostolic age still, God could still translate one of us if he wants to. Hallelujah!
Amen.
I believe that.
Right. Amen.
I'll tell you, God could leave you way over somewhere else tonight if he wanted to do it. He could do it quicker and he can bat your eyelid.
Amen.
I'll tell you, that's the God we serve. He's Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. Amen. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. Judges 6:23-24. reveals to us the redemptive privilege of having peace. According as Jesus says, my peace I give unto you, John 14:27. The Lord gives us peace. So this name is ours tonight. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace. God wants you to have peace. But every situation you're going through, He wants you to have peace. He wants you to know I'm present with you, brother. Present with you, sister. And I want you to have peace. Should you be facing the hardest situation in your life, peace. Amen. Amen. The blessing isn't redemptive, because the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, Isaiah 53:5, and with His wounds we're healed. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, Isaiah 53:5 tells us that. When He made peace through the blood of His cross, Colossians 1:20. We have peace because of the blood of the cross. We have peace. I want you to see that all these names tie you back to Calvary. Can you see that you can't leave the cross out of the preaching? You can't leave it out. That's the message. The Old Testament points to Calvary. It points you forward to it. Now we look back to it. Amen. But they don't look forward to it. We look back to it. But it's all about the cross and with peace. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh, Genesis 22:8-14. And you know that when Abraham was asked to put Isaac on the thing, on sacrifice Isaac, and Abraham said, Lord, where will the sacrifice be? And He said, the Lord will provide. And he thought it was going to be Isaac, and he was willing to kill him. His only son, that's a type, you see, of Christ. He actually prophesied. How many knows he prophesied? And the Lord will go and come again. He prophesied. He said it. And he's about to put the knife in him, and he said, stay your hand. Stop. And there was a ram caught in the thicket. And God's servant said, it shouldn't have been up there, but it was up there. Now somebody will start to figure out, I wonder how it rambled up there and got up that height. God made it and just left it up there. That's what I believe. Amen. I believe God made it. And I believe, I'll guarantee you, I'll tell you this here tonight, I'll guarantee if you're looking at that ram that was up there, it's one of the best ones ever you've seen. God would have given the best, is that right? Because Jesus was the best. Amen. 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 There he was caught in the thicket with his horns. A big ram with the horns on him wouldn't have been powerful. And Abraham looked, I'm sure he was amazed. Hallelujah. And God done exactly what He said, I will provide. If God can take a ram up where it shouldn't be and have it in a thicket for His prophet, I can tell you God can put you a bread on your table. And everybody's on the radios these days, how we're going to do this and do that, and could we not just leave the Brexit? If we could leave the Brexit, and it's all a big cry about leaving the Brexit, who told them to tell that? Who told them people to preach that sermon over the radio? Somebody did, because they never thought it up on their own. But they were pumped somewhere. There's always someone behind the voice. But we want a scriptural voice and the scriptural signs follow it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about Brexit. And I'm not worried about Stormont or Sinn Féin or the DUP or not one of them. Amen. The Lord's my provider. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the one I'm looking for. Glory. I cast my vote on Him. Amen. He never fails. He said, as young, David said, as young I'm old, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seen begging bread. Amen. Amen. The Lord's your provider. Praise God. Genesis 22. Glory. Amen. And Jesus Christ was the offering provided for the complete redemptive work. What about Jehovah Nissi? The Lord is our banner. There's a few banners on the wall tonight. But I'll tell you what, I could pick a lot of faults in every single one of them banners in a moment if I wanted to. I could. And I'm not here to do that. They're beautiful banners and they're all nice, but this here's a different banner here I'm preaching about tonight. This is the real banner. Amen. Amen. This is the banner.
Amen.
This is the real banner. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, is our banner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right. Don't be ashamed to display Him.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed to let Him go before you. Fly in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Not some greater dogma, but the name of the Lord. People are ashamed. You go and watch all these baptisms around the country and they're called three titles over them.
Right.
They're afraid to tell.
Amen.
We baptize you in the three wee titles. And I tell you, there's not one place in the Bible for the disciples ever done it. Not a verse. And you can show them, oh yes, brother, but is it really important?
Amen.
Well, is it really important that you can go to the Pope for salvation and leave the Lord out? Is that important? Well, I tell you one thing, you go to the Pope for salvation and you're in a broken stick.
Amen.
He can't save himself, never mind you or me.
Amen.
But Jesus can save.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Where there's only one name given under heaven.
Amen.
The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we take that name. I'm not ashamed of that name.
Amen.
And I wouldn't care if they're standing 10 deep, I'll baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
According to Acts 2:30, I'll tell you what, brothers, I started out in the early 90s baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ, and I'll still do it tonight. I'm not changing it.
Amen.
And if it boys with collars and all said, brother, it would separate us. And the other town, and then we're separated.
Right.
How can two walk together except they're agreed?
Amen.
What light is darkness? You can't, light and darkness won't mix. You can't mix them. But it's compromising. But he's our banner. We want to fly the Lord's banner.
Amen.
You shouldn't be ashamed of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there's a fella and he comes to our work and you mention anything of the Bible. It's no talk. He's a very devout Christian, but he doesn't want to talk about the Bible in front of nobody. Well, I'm the opposite. If there's somebody there that's not saved, then there's an opportunity to get the Lord into it. That's the time to do it.
Amen.
And if they're asking a question, Jesus always has an answer.
Amen.
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 And I tell you, we need to lift the Lord up and not be ashamed of the Lord.
Amen.
He wasn't ashamed of us when we were down in the gutter. He came for us. Exodus 17:15. It was when by the cross Christ triumphed over principalities and powers. Colossians 2:15. And he provided for us as our substitute the redemptive privilege of saying in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's our banner. It's the Lord that gives us the victory.
Amen.
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 What about Jehovah Sikenu? The Lord our righteousness. There's your righteousness, brother. You don't get it through a church or an organization. You get it through the Lord's. And I'll tell you, if you get the Lord's righteousness, there's nothing can touch it.
Amen.
The righteousness of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know what the Bible calls it? The imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Romans 4. The Bible says, for God will not impute to you your sins, but he will impute to you his righteousness. And the word impute means impartation. Amen. Aren't you glad the Lord's give you his righteousness?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Jehovah Sikenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23 verse 6. Look at Jeremiah 23 verse 6 says, in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. The Lord our righteousness. And the Lord Jesus Christ imparts to us his righteousness. On the cross he made it available that we could have his righteousness. The imparted righteousness of Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of Christians need a revelation of that. Because if you get a revelation that you've been imparted the righteousness of Jesus Christ, you're no longer working on your own. You won't live ungodly. Because if you get the real righteousness of Jesus Christ, it'll keep you clean.
Amen.
You want to live right. Amen. Romans 5:17. For by one man's offense death reigned, by one much more them which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in one by Jesus Christ. This is the redemptive blessing, the gift of righteousness. Jehovah Rapha, I am your physician. That's what Jehovah Rapha means. I am your physician. I am the Lord who heals you. That's what he said. I am your physician. Now you know in the Bible the man sought to all the physicians. He sought to all the physicians and God wasn't happy about that. But there's another man, he turned to the Lord. And the Bible says God granted him 50. more years. Amen. And you know the Word of God says we are not to seek to the physicians. But there is the physician. Now I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, but it's, you see, this is one of the things Wigglesworth said. Wigglesworth said it'll come to be that a healing ministry will be very difficult to operate because people have so many other avenues. They can go down, they will not look to God. They'll try God at the end when everything else fails. They'll try God. Now you remember the story of the wee woman came into one of Jack Coe's meetings. And Jack Coe prayed for her and she was walking off. She said, I've tried them all now. And she said, I've tried Branham, tried Hicks, Roberts, A.L. Now I've tried Jack Coe and they've all failed. And Jack Coe shouted after her, you're a child of the devil. And she turned around and said, what did you say to me? She says, you're a child of the devil. And she said, I'll have you know. And she named off this big denomination she belonged to. And he says, you're a child of the devil. You followed man. And she stood for a moment. He said, you've went after Branham, Coe, Hicks. Now you're trying Jack Coe. Have you ever thought of trying Jesus? And she started crying. And he said, tell her, if you'll try Jesus and ask the Lord to forgive you for chasing men. And she prayed and said, Lord, forgive me. I've run after men. But I'm coming to you. And God healed her on the spot. He healed her on the spot. Amen. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of that in this country. You need to come and hear Armand. Did he pull stars out of the heaven, Armand? Armand's Jesus Christ. And you see, if he's not, you're following the wrong man. Armand. Armand's building the kingdom. He's going to stay here forever. You want to see the size of the kingdom? Armand's building. I'll tell you, it took so many million to build that church. Well, how long will it stand here for? What about the missionaries with no shoes on their feet? Unless the building would have done them. You just wonder, is it God's kingdom or man's kingdom we're building? I tell you, it has to be God's kingdom. His kingdom's coming. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Not ours, thine. Not some organization's, but His will. On earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm your physician. Praise God. This is the name given to reveal to us our redemptive privilege of receiving healing which provided by Christ, our substitute. Look what Isaiah in the redemptive chapter declares, Isaiah 53:4. Surely He hath borne our griefs, that means sicknesses, and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. I tell you, the Lord done it. Amen. The Lord's a healer. I can tell you now, the Lord's a healer.
Amen.
You see, during that lockdown, I've seen people heal of COVID that I never even met over the airwaves. A man was prayed for. He was very seriously ill. They said he wouldn't come out of the hospital. Several days later, his wife messaged me. And she said he's home and working on his Jeep. Then COVID jumped in her and she said, I'd never asked for prayer, but will you pray for me? And the Lord healed her as well. God is real. He's real. The devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he might devour. But Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the king of it all, I tell you. You know, I remember when I went to Africa and I stayed with Godwin Zisindi, and he's a big massive church over there. And he said to me, you know, I was asking him about hunting lions. And he had a male lion in his living room that he had shot and stuffed it. And he said, that's just a wee one. Now I'm telling you, it wasn't wee, but it wasn't even fully matured. He says, Tom, a full-grown lion is massive. And I looked it up, there's different types of lions. Some of them's very long, some of them's taller. But you see some of the lions in the zoos here, they're half kittens, I think, compared to the real lions. That's the truth. Lions are massive. Now listen, I'm going to tell you what we think. That fella used to walk a lion on a lead like a dog. God went to send him 2 full-blown lions. And he reared them till they're almost full-grown. And in a female lion, she could go up the top of a pole and lift a chicken off of the top so many meters up in the air. And he had to get rid of it because one of the lions went to play with one of the
We fellas that was workwomen have tore them to pieces. Just plain one. But he says, Tom, I used to walk the land on a chain at night in a certain walk. And he said there was goats, and the fella moved the goat. And he only moved it with 2 feet, but he moved it 2 feet the long road. And Godwin never caught it on, but the land did. And when he came round past the goat, he said he hit it with his paw, and he killed it stone dead with one strike. That's what a lion can do. Amen.
And he said, if you're out in the jungle and you hear the lion roar at night, even if you have a gun in your hand, it will scare the life clean out of you. Now, I want you to get that in your mind for a moment. Then I want you to think of a man called Samson. And God, by the Spirit of God, come on him. And he tore a lion in two. I was trying to tell the fellow about that today, and he thought it was powerful. And I said, not only did he tear a lion in two, he tore a bird in two as well. And I'm telling you, a bird something.
Now, you see, we program play fight with a bird, but a real bird. A bird, how tall is a bird? There's a fellow there who knows all the heights of these birds and stuff. 9 feet high. That's a brown bird. I knew he'd know the height of it.
Grizzly. I knew he would. He knows all them things. I'm telling you, all the animal facts.
But you see a bird, you know, we used to be a program on years ago, and the fellow that acted looked a bit like my daddy, the big beard. And they used to be, I can remember hearing the music, we used to love watching it. And there's a pet bird. And this big bird come in and wrestle it and all. And in churches as years ago, boys wrestle with birds. But what about, you don't hear tell you when the bird turns on them. And they're dead.
But Samson was anointed with God. And I want you to get a picture. I want you to see the supernatural God we serve. Do you realize somebody thinks maybe it's because Samson was a certain size? Or no. God can take the smallest person and put the Spirit on them and do that. Because it's God. It's nothing to do with us. It's all God. All God. You need to get that. That you understand it's all God. Because if you think you're giving God a hand, you've missed it. You're not. God doesn't need a hand. It's all God. He just chooses to pick you and me and do it. And that's his choosing. And he can choose whoever he wants. And we need to say amen to it. Amen. Is that right? Amen. He takes the foolish things, the nobodies. I tell you, God can do it. Look at Peter and them men, unlearned and ignorant men. And they took knowledge of the name of Jesus. Peter didn't. He took the sword off, take the boy's ear off. He wasn't one of these wee past modern day Christians. I'm telling you now, he would have killed them.
The Lord said, put your sword up. That's the same Peter on the day of Pentecost.
The Lord said, I prayed for you, Peter. When you're converted, the Holy Ghost makes the difference. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Let's consider closely the last name, Jehovah Rapha. And I'm going to come to close and we're going to pray. The very covenant God gave after the passage of the Red Sea, which was a type of our redemption, was a covenant of healing. It was at that time that he revealed himself as physician and his redemptive name, Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I tell you, the Lord's your healer tonight. There's loads of scriptures. I want you to read this, what Wigglesworth says, or F.F. Bosworth. You see some of these names, you'll never ever hear them in a denomination mentioned. I'll guarantee you that now. You'll never hear them. You even go into some bookshops, they'll never sell you a book of F.F. Bosworth or William Branham. Or Al or Jack Cole. They'll not have any of their books. Do you know why? Because they're Pentecostal. Is that the truth? And you read about the revivals even in this country, and they all look at it from the standpoint of salvation, and that's it. The supernatural's on the shelf. Left out. But when you read John Wesley's journal, the Methodists want to get a hold of that journal and start reading it. I'm telling you now, it was supernatural. Amen. Young girl was dumb, prayed for and healed. Horse lame, prayed for healed. A man almost dead, prayed for healed. Wesley's journal is like reading the book of Acts again. Amen. Christ, during his exaltation, could no more abandon his office as healer than he could abandon his offices of his other six redemptive names. He is the healer.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there's a man years ago when I heard about him. And maybe you have. And the boy challenged him to drink the acid and he drank it. And they told him not to do it. Another brother told him not to do it. And he said, no, I'm going to do it. And he drank it and never affected him. Now, you would never tell nobody to do that. It's like going and lifting the snake up, showing off. You'd never do that. But the Bible says you'll take up scorpions and serpents and they'll not harm you. Now, they could be spiritual ones as well. There's a lot of serpents and scorpions. Isn't that the truth? Unclean spirits. They'll not harm you if the Lord's with you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's come and pray and seek the Lord. And I hope you're encouraged tonight. Let's come and pray and seek the Lord and keep praying for our children to be saved and keep lifting up His name. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight that You're never changed. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Samson. What a mighty God Samson had. The God of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Well, thank You, Lord, tonight You promised us that You, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Malachi 3, verse 6. Then You said in Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, I pray You'll give us a fresh revelation of Your supernatural ability. Lord, that You'll let us know that You're still the same. Let Your power come in these meetings in a mighty way. Let the wave of the power of God come over lives afresh. Over men and women in this house, oh God. The church will be created for the need created. Lord, that the spoken word will come amongst Your people. That there be things spoken that are not as though they were. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know Your power's unchanged. Amen. It's unlimited. You're a source that can't fail. You're a source, Lord, that never changes. You are the same. You are the same, O God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's Your word, Lord. Not our words, it's Your word. You are the I am, not the I was, the I am. The very present help, the provider, the peace, the one that's with us, the one that says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, though I'm with you always to the end. You're that one tonight. Lord, I'm asking You for men and women in this room that You'll meet needs, unspoken requests, needs in lives, needs in heart. God, I'm thinking of a man this evening, oh God, and people praying for him. Driven out on the wilds of the hills, as it were. But God, I pray You'll speak into them.
Amen.
Speak into them tonight, Lord. Speak into them, God, and change them. Speak into them and move them, oh God. Speak into them and deliver them from the situation he's in. Set them free in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, if You could take a man like the one in the Bible, Nebuchadnezzar, and He could make him eat grass, then You could turn him and He could say, truly You are the true Lord. Lord, You're able to do it again. Father, we thank You for Your salvation. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your grace. Lord, I ask You for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to manifest in the meeting, more and more tongues, interpretation of tongues, gifts of healing, gifts of working of miracles, discerning of spirits, gifts of faith. Lord, the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost and the fruits of the Spirit manifesting amongst us, Lord. Fill us with Your joy. Fill us with Your love. Fill us with a burden to see men and women reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I ask You for everyone that's been spoken to this week. Lord, and maybe one of these brothers have given a track out or said a word somewhere. May the Holy Ghost come on the seed and water it.
Amen.
And may it take root downward and bear fruit upward. In the name of Jesus Christ, add to Your church. Such as should be saved, Lord.
Amen.
Bless those that come in on Sunday. Speak to them. Move upon them. Oh God, have Your way in these meetings, we pray. And Lord, we'll give You all the praise. tonight. God, I pray you'll speak to that man. For too long, the devil's run roughshod over him. I'm asking you for him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, speak into him. Move on him. Change him. Deliver him. Set him free, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, take a dealing with him. Make the drink bitter till his lips. Lord, may he think he's been poisoned. Every time he touches it, may it be stinking to him. May he think you're trying to kill him and poison him. Every time he puts it near him. Oh God, turn him from it. Deliver him. Break the chains and set him free. For the devil's a killer and a liar and a stealer. But we speak your life and strength and health and blessing over him tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Move in every one of our homes. Every brother and sister in this house. Move in their homes. Move in their children. Their grandchildren. Redeem them. Save them. Set them free, Lord. Move upon them. Break in on them. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the power of God. Oh God, break in on these meetings in a greater way, I pray. Oh God, come in a greater way, in a greater measure. We know you're here, but we want more of you. More of you, Lord. You said if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. Fill us and fill us again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Baptize us afresh with the Holy Ghost on fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, fill our bosoms with the fire of God, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, Lord, just have your way, we pray. Meet every need, Lord. Maybe someone in need tonight. I'm asking you to meet the need. Lord, meet the need. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.